Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for the business. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of my day. As a friend of mine says, thank you for the business. That's what he tells his customers. And so I'm going to say, I meant thank you for the, he tells them thank you for the food. And so that's what I'm saying to you folks. Thank you for the food. And Joyce Weiss knows all about that. I think she can identify with that. She's the founder of Joyce Weiss Training and Development. She's the author of Full Speed Ahead and Take the Ride of Your Life and 19 Secrets for Successfully Navigating Life's Pothole Ruts and Obstacles. Joyce Weiss, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
It's always great to be back. I laughed three times already just listening to
Well, you know, we do our best here. Hey, Joyce, are you tell the audience what you're doing with regard to what's called social media.
I've been involved actively with social media for, I would say, 2 to 3 months.
Yeah.
So I now have a blog, and it took me a year to feel comfortable reading other people's blogs, starting the blog, whatever, you know, making comments.
Yeah.
And then I have that connected to everything else for social media. I'm on LinkedIn, which is my favorite. We could, you and I may even argue about that, which is very cool.
LinkedIn's good. I'm on LinkedIn.
Okay. Well, LinkedIn is my favorite because that, to me, is the most business
It's professionally oriented, no question.
Yes. I mean, and it's real. And for the listeners that have not gotten involved yet in social media, that's a great one to start with. You could just put down what your favorite book is. That's all. And then you get linked into all the other people that you connect with. I went to a meeting a few days ago, and I looked on LinkedIn, and this person who I was going to meet, we are linked together.
Huh.
So I looked and saw who his connections were, and I saw that we were connected to the same person. So that was, instead of saying, hi, how are you, what's new, which we still did, Jim.
Right.
I went right into, so you know Nancy.
Right.
And he just, for 15 minutes, instead of talking about, you know,
small talk.
Yeah, we got right into
instead of it being a strained, you know, maybe uncomfortable, you know, how do I get to know this person?
Yes.
You felt like you were already connected.
Oh, and we were connected as a result of that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean that's
let's put that into an application.
Sure.
That's what salespeople can do when they call on a new prospect.
Absolutely.
They can do that's all about doing your homework, right?
Yes.
Boy howdy. Would I like to have had something like that, you know, decades ago when I was out carrying a kit bag for companies I used to work for?
Oh,
you know,
yes.
instead of walking up and knocking on doors cold and saying, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?"
Mm-hmm. No, and it works because it's easy. What's not easy is I'm finding that so many of my colleagues still are fighting it, and I understand.
Why do you think they're fighting it?
Well,
is it hard for them to see the ROI?
It's absolutely hard.
I think that's what's going on for a lot of small businesses. When we're talking about, you know, the adoption of some kind of some element of a social media strategy, it's not automatically intuitive, especially when you go spend some time on some of these sites, Joyce, and some of the stuff that's going on doesn't look very valuable. It looks kind of self-absorbed and narcissistic.
Well, that's exactly what stopped me for a while, Jim, because as I was doing my research about a year ago, I noticed it was all about me. There were pages and pages of blogging. Then I read a book. I didn't write it, so it's called The Corporate Blogging Book by Debbie Weil, W-E-I-L. And that really put it in perspective, that there's no right or wrong way to blog. I mean, if we're going to talk about blogs for a moment, it could be long, it could be short. The coaching that I've gotten over the last few months is that shorter is better. And it's not about you. For blogging, it could be an a radio show that you just heard with a link to an interview.
Right.
For the small business owners and
a lot of our guests on the show will use their attendance on our show, their participation in our show, and the link to that interview. They'll incorporate that into a short blog, and it'll become a blog post.
Oh, absolutely. I've done this with you.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, that's what I'll do today. It's very easy. It could be with the radio show. It could be, again, if you were at a restaurant.
Well, what is the value? So people understand that that's something you can do. You can write a lot. You can write a little bit.
Right.
A lot of small business owners can't even imagine writing anything, really, because they just don't think that they, even though they probably are better than they think, they don't think they are.
Mm-hmm.
But what is it? What's the benefit? What's the benefit to the business?
Branding. Everything on my blog is going to have to do with conflict resolution.
Yeah.
That's what I'm about.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to what the ones that are listening, what is your branding? Whatever that is, that's what you write about. So it makes it easier. So instead of saying, oh, no, what am I going to do today? If you watched a TV program and it was about, well, for me, something about conflict resolution, you better believe I put a link on that, or
mm-hmm.
I put a sentence or two. If I read an article or wrote an article, there will be a link to that on conflict resolution. So I think that's one of the biggest mistakes that people make. They start writing about everything, then they forget, they lose interest because it could be overwhelming.
Well, and here's the thing, folks. Your social media strategy, even if you don't like the idea of social media, and I can see how some people would have a problem with the whole thing. Think about this, SEO, search engine optimization, because if there's one thing that the search engines love, it's blogs. They love blogs. They love blog, any kind of a blog post or a comment to a blog post, and things like that. So if you want to be, if somebody's doing a local search for your business, then the more you can be, your brand, as you were saying, Joyce, can be in evidence on some social media platform, that increases your position in local search, for example.
Oh, absolutely. And this is something that it's very important to understand. And when you do post your blog, when you finally get it up, to make sure you put in the words that you've already done research.
The keywords.
Yeah, the keywords are very important. To put
mm-hmm.
them in the article, and there's real easy places to put them in tags.
Right.
You know, you could, whatever lingo you want.
Hold on to that thought, Joyce. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We've got more to come. This is real world rubber meets the road stuff for my good friend Joyce Weiss. She's the author of Take the Ride of Your Life. Stay with us. 20 after. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. I hope you check that out when you get a chance. And, of course, you can subscribe to my newsletter, which we would really appreciate that. I want to thank you in advance for subscribing to my newsletter. Give it a try, folks. If you haven't already checked it out, go there. Go to smallbusinessadvocate.com. Click on the newsletter link. I think it's on the right there, top right. And subscribe. It's easy to do. There's nothing easier. And if you decide you don't like it after you get one of them, you can unsubscribe yourself. You can do it yourself. It's easy. So check that out. Check out my blog, which is right there on the homepage, and all the other things there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame right there at twitter.com/Jim Blasingame. Joyce Weiss is our guest. She's the author of Take the Ride of Your Life. Joyce, how do we find you online?
JoyceWeiss.com. And that's JoyceWeiss, as in Sam, S as in Sam, .com.
.com. They can find your books there, too, can't they?
They can, yes.
And your blog? They can find your blog, your brand-new blog?
Yep, the blog. And also, on the e-store, there's a brand-new book. It's an e-book called Communicate with Impact, Be Direct with Respect. And that's
right.
Something brand-new. exciting, and it's today because it's an ebook.
All right, exactly. So check that out. We're all going to ebooks are going to be more and more part of our lives, aren't they?
Yes, and it doesn't take as long to write them
or to get them to market.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, people buy them. You don't have to send them in the mail, email, and it's very exciting.
I have an iPad.
Me too.
Is your book going to be available on iPads?
It will. It isn't yet.
Yeah, but that's something we all got to do.
Exactly.
No question about it. Okay, so we're talking about social media,
mm-hmm.
and you were telling us a little bit about your blog and about some of the things that you're doing. We were just talking about the fact that even, you know, one of the things, the good thing about social media is even if some of the elements of it are unclear with regard to how that activity creates prospects. And you, I tell you, Joyce, I know plenty of people who have gotten business, and I mean good business,
mm-hmm.
off of LinkedIn, off of me. And in fact, or Twitter. Or maybe Twitter led them to LinkedIn, and then they connected or whatever. I mean, there are plenty of success stories out there. But the point is, we were saying that even if that's slow to come, it's always good for the search engine optimization that all businesses must be working on right now.
Yes, and then add another part of the equation, which we've really talked about but we haven't mentioned. It's all about building relationships. So when people, and I know it's the same with your website, it's the same with mine, that the minute people go to a home page, right on the top, there's a little link for Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and they're all linked together.
Yep.
I didn't do that. It's very easy, but I had my IT people do it.
Yep.
So every time I put something on a blog, it goes to the other social media. And the good news about that is when you get more followers, it's the same thing as dating. From
mm-hmm.
years and years ago, my mother said, you go even though you don't know this person very well, nice person, you never know who you're going to meet there. Well, this is many years ago, Jim, but I think about that as social media. You don't know who's going to be reading, and that's the good news and bad news. I mean, somebody could be lurking, you know, there's a trust factor. But that's the same as if you go into a car and you don't know what neighborhood you're going into. But there's also the positive side. And that's what the jury is still out for me. I didn't get that big book signing yet. But I know it will be there. Because there are people coming to all of those different media.
The thing, Joyce, to me, what I've been telling my audience is, look, guys, you don't have to conquer this. Don't get intimidated because you read about somebody who's got a bazillion followers on Twitter and you only have three. Don't get upset about that. This is, to me right now, Joyce, this, for small business owners, this is not about conquering the world. This is not about being the big shot expert on this. It's about learning how this universe is working, learning the rules, learning the standards, the behaviors, seeing what the possibilities are, and just keeping the leaders in sight. That's all we have to do right now, because over time, this social media thing, Joyce, as I've said a million times, it's not a fad. It is a craze, but it's not a fad, which means it's not going to go away. It's going to look different 2-3 years from now than it does today, but you can't take advantage of what it's going to be like in 3 years if you're not involved, if you're not participating.
Yeah, and it's exciting, too. And besides that, I agree with you 100% this time about about the numbers. I can stutter here thinking about this, because that was me. I said, oh, my, I only have 300 people following me. 300 people, that's 300 people more than you had before.
Right.
It's three people. That's not the point. For me, for other people, it is. It's a popularity game.
But remember, for a Main Street small business, how many customers do you need?
Maybe one more new one?
Yeah, maybe if 300 people follow you and that creates five people who are great customers, what's wrong with that?
Exactly.
And it costs nothing but just a little bit of time, basically.
Yes, and
some of which you can farm out.
Yes. I actually have somebody in Memphis, and I'm based in Michigan,
mm-hmm.
that helped me at times if I go out of town or really busy times.
Right.
She knows my style.
And there are tools. There also are mm-hmm. tools that will help you with this.
Yes. And again, it's not a numbers game.
Joyce, I've got to wrap it up. Give us your website quickly. JoyceWeiss.com?
Yes, JoyceWeiss.com. Go there. If I see you post something on the blog, I will send you a free
Gotta
article.
Gotta go, Joyce. Thanks for being here.
Thank
Quick
you.
Break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.